Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
How many times when you were growing up did you hear your parents or grandparents say, "You know, they just don't make them like they used to"? It never seemed to matter what they were talking about. The old way was always better to them. Well, in the case of the penny, the U.S. Mint still makes them the way they used to, but they just don't buy as much. In 1913, a penny purchased more than a quarter does today. To make matters worse, the cost of producing a penny is a lot more than the penny itself is worth. In 2023, every penny made cost 3 cents to produce. Let me put it another way. The Mint made 4.1 million pennies in 2023, but it cost the taxpayers $127 million to make them. That was a net loss of $86 million. That's hardly cost-effective, and it underscores why we hear speculation that the penny may one day be on its way out among American coins. Then there's the weight. For something that has so little purchasing power, the penny is a lot to tote around. A dollar bill weighs just 1 gram, but a dollar's worth of pennies weighs 250 grams, or about half a pound. Not that you'd have 100 of them in your pocket. I once had a cousin who collected pennies in an enormous glass jar. It stood about 30 inches high. It was filled to the rim and pretty much unmovable. I was always surprised that the floor beneath it did not give way under the strain. Even though the jar contained a significant amount of money, my cousin dreaded the day he would have to count all the coins, put them in rolls, and lug them to the bank. I felt his pain. Let me share a personal story of my own about the penny. It's a little embarrassing, but I was just a kid. I had heard stories that the 1943 penny was a rarity because copper had been diverted to the war effort and only 40 copper ones were minted accidentally. You can imagine a 10-year-old's excitement when I found one. Well, it turned out it was just zinc-coated steel worth exactly 1 cent. One major reason the penny may disappear is the growing disuse of cash in retail transactions. I can't tell you the last time I used a penny to help pay for something. I don't even carry coins anymore. Indeed, in 2023, cash was used for just 16% of all in-person transactions. Credit cards have eclipsed cash as the most popular payment method. Finally, consider this. The federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. It takes 5 seconds to earn 1 cent of pay. So if you spot a penny on the ground and take longer than 5 seconds to pick it up, your effort will earn you less than the minimum wage. Eliminating the penny from American coinage will not be a simple task. For starters, it will require an act of Congress to remove the coin from circulation. Then there's the emotional attachment millions of us have for pennies. Consider the history. It's been in circulation since 1793, and it has carried Abraham Lincoln's face since 1909. Still, practicality must overrule sentimentality. Perhaps it's time for the penny to go. Well, at least that's my 2 cents worth.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.